Hey everyone, this is Achyuta Bhava from Nightlight Astrology. Happy Monday, everybody. Today we are going to take a look at Venus's conjunction with Saturn, which is effectively breaking apart the enclosure that Venus has been a part of for most of the month of March. So I'm pretty excited about this. I hope you guys are too. I'll refresh briefly on what the enclosure is and what it looks like. Although if you want a more thorough explanation of the enclosure, go back and watch the Venus enclosed by Saturn and Mars video that I did toward the start of March. And you can get a more like robust explanation. Today, we're just going to be focused on the combination of Venus and Saturn, while also just sort of recognizing that this does end the enclosure and points Venus toward safer ground pretty soon here, as Venus is also about to enter Pisces. So here it is on the real-time clock. You can see that Venus is conjoined with Saturn today, March 28th, in the sign of Aquarius. If we push this forward, as soon as Venus passes over that today, Venus on the other side of Saturn then is no longer hemmed in by the malefics. And then just a few days later, we take this forward to about April 5th, and Venus has entered her exaltation as Jupiter and Neptune are about to conjoin, which is a really lovely signature. Just very hopeful, uplifting to me, one of the more positive and exciting transits of the year that's about to happen in April. So as March is coming to a close, you know, hard to say what everyone's been going through, but if you've been experiencing some difficulty, especially through those Venusian topics, love, relationships, agreement, and so forth, maybe today is the beginning of the end of those challenges. And again, if you want a more in-depth explanation of what the enclosure has been about, go back in the videos and check out the enclosure video on Venus between Mars and Saturn. Today, what I want to do is to talk about some of the most, everyone really liked the video I did where I talked about some of the top 10 themes that I had seen with Mercury and Neptune. We're going to do the same thing today for Venus and Saturn. So these are 10 things that I have seen repeatedly, either in my own life, listening to people talk about transits, and more most specifically in my clients' lives over the years, whenever you have a transit of Saturn to Venus in the natal chart or in the sky, Saturn and Venus are getting together. Now, the first, and there's no particular order, but the first one is old love, falling in love with someone older. Saturn represents age and time and Venus love. So falling in love with someone older than yourself. So very common Venus Saturn thing, marrying an older man, marrying an older woman, whatever the case might be. Old love, a late life love, autumn of our years kind of love. Very Venus Saturn. Seriousness in love is number two. There's just a gravitas to Saturn in general that can sometimes be a little bit of a joy kill, in which case Venus Saturn can be some overly serious quality around love. Like you're dating that person who always has to talk about serious things. It's like the Eeyore of love or something like that. And maybe that's an extreme. I think generally speaking, Venus and Saturn has a gravitas. It's maybe a little Shakespearean or a little melancholic, but generally speaking, you're thinking about a more serious, mature theme around love and relationships, around beauty and art, sensuality or sexuality. Relationships often level up and become more mature or serious under these transits. So that's another one. Number three, pain and love. Saturn is often a planet that implies winter and death. And so Venus comes into contact with Saturn, and you sometimes have loss, suffering, pain, sorrow related to love and relationships. Similarly, number four could be anything that moves from union, a state of union, to one of separation. Venus implies a union of different elements, like musical notes in a scale, or the agreement that's needed to make a deal. So when you have things that different parts that are harmonizing, that's very Venusian. When Venus comes together with Saturn, it's as though the collective or the harmony is suddenly separated, that things are separated out or even polarized. So polarizing situations in love or relationships, such as the separation or of a marriage or even divorce, or the ending of an agreement or contract, separating, going in separate ways, finding that you're on two sides, other opposite sides of the fence. Number five, Venus naturally is about desire and what we find pleasurable, enjoyable, beautiful. Saturn is oftentimes about our vices, those things that weigh us down and act as existential burdens. And so when you put Venus and Saturn together, you can be looking at the burden of our desires, whether that's drinking or spending or, you know, vanity or whatever, the jealousy. So any way in which Venus can suddenly become the representation of a vice can be, that's one of the things that can come up when Venus and Saturn get together. Number six, austerity is, or, you know, and austerity could go either way, right? So, but generally speaking, what I mean here is trouble with pleasure because of an overly austere nature. Venus, Saturn is often, for example, people have a hard time letting go and just enjoying, whether it's sex or love or music or poetry or dance. It's just hard to let go and be spontaneous. It's hard to experience natural state of flow or grace or ease. Now, that's not everybody, but for example, Venus and Saturn could represent the formal nature of a square dance or ballet, the steps and the moves and the form. There's form and grace in classical music combined. So form and grace, form and flow are not necessarily opposed to one another. But sometimes if there's an overly rigid quality with Saturn paired with Venus, it'll have something around, it'll represent as trouble with pleasure, trouble with joy, or the sensual nature is overly restrained or too austere. Number seven, a controlled or feigned beauty, superficiality, vanity. I'm dressing the part. I know exactly how to make things look nice, but there's a hollowness behind it. There's a sense of something being too rigid or controlled. There's a performative quality. I know how to look, what to say, how to appear, but underneath is too much control and rigidity. There's not, it's not natural enough. It's feigned, it's superficial, it's vain, something like that. All perfect symmetry, but no flow. Okay, so similar to austere, but especially when people are like masterful at their craft, but it feels just overly controlled or something. On the other hand, again, form and beauty being paired positively could be a part of that. Number eight, love me little, but love me long. Functional love, not necessarily intimacy. We are a functional pairing, a power couple, a relationship that is rooted in the desire to get ahead or to be safe or to fit in. But it's maybe it's missing some substance or something like that. Or on the other hand, the value of like, well, you know, we don't have the most intense chemical connection, but we're best friends. And we found a way of being a functionally very positive couple over a very long period of time. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. That can be a Venus Saturn dynamic as well. Number nine, I like to think of the pairing of things that are clean with things that are orderly. Venus rules cleanliness, Saturn with Venus, often a kind of cleanly beauty or orderliness. Finally, the last one is learning to put healthy limits or boundaries around love, relationships, desires. So it's not the overly austere, it's the, what does it look like to have a mature, controlled relationship with desire, passion, the sensual body, and so forth. So those are some of them, you know, they're kind of intertwined. So, but hopefully that gives you some really good things to think about in terms of how this archetypal combination likes to show itself. You know, when I see people have Saturn Venus transits, in my mind, it is one of the best times to grow and become, you know, just a more mature, thoughtful person, especially around relationships, love, desire, and pleasure. If we can welcome the transit and also welcome it in one of two ways, helping us to become, develop some more mature, sober boundaries with regard to Venus for one, on the one hand, or Venus inflecting itself on Saturn, learn how to be a little bit more spontaneous and let the sensual in a little bit more if it needs to be. So it's kind of, they can inflect each other on each other in both directions too. It doesn't have to be one or the other. So anyway, I hope this is helpful for all of you this week and that you're having a good one as the week unfolds here. In the meantime, leave your stories. Use the hashtag #GrabVenusConjoined Saturn. What are you seeing? How is it showing up? If you prefer to email us, it's grabbed@nightlightastrology.com. All right, that's what I've got. Have a good one, everyone. Bye.